Okay, today we'll talk a little bit about Sfiras HaEmer, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaEmer, and some of the dinim involved in Sfiras HaEmer. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it was a biblical mitzvah. Like it says, Sfartam Lachem Mochas HaShabbos, it's a biblical mitzvah to count the HaEmer. According to many opinions, today it's not Min HaTorah because we don't have the Korban HaEmer, so it can't be Min HaTorah. But there's a famous argument in Halacha, are all the days of Sfira one long mitzvah, or is every day a separate mitzvah? The very simple practical difference is, if you forgot a night, let's say on the 10th night you forgot to count the Omer. So if every mitzvah is a separate night, say tefillin, every day you have a mitzvah to put on tefillin. You missed Monday, so you'd still put Tuesday. I mean, you missed a day. So you missed one mitzvah. Other people say, no, it's one long mitzvah. And therefore, if you missed one day, you cannot count the Omer anymore. You can't count the Omer anymore. So what's the halacha? The halacha is that if you forgot the whole 24 hours, because of the argument in halacha, you continue counting without a bracha. The best thing halacha says is to listen to somebody else making the bracha, whether it's the chazan or the guy next to you, and you answer amen, so then it's like you made the bracha also without actually making the bracha. What happens though, if somebody forgot at night, but they remember during the day to count the omer? So let's say somebody forgot last night. Last night was 3. So now, today they remember. So then today they count during the day without a bracha, and then they continue counting with the bracha. What happens if you reminded yourself, let's say you forgot last night, and tonight, between sundown and nightfall, which is Bein HaShemoshes, you remembered, do you do it or not? So even then, the halacha is because it's a doubt, you continue counting without a bracha. You count that, and then you continue counting still without a bracha. What happens if somebody doesn't remember if they counted or not? So it comes tonight, they're davening Ma'ariv, they count the Omer, so, oh my gosh, I don't remember that I say the Omer last night or not. I don't know. So the thing is, if you're doubtful whether you made the count of the Omer or not, then you can continue counting with a bracha. It's only if you know for sure you missed 24 hours, right, then you have to continue counting without a bracha. But if you don't remember, or if you counted during the day, then you can continue counting every night with a bracha. What's the reason for that? It's a very simple thing. Because now you have a double doubt. In other words, there is a doubt, maybe the halacha is every day is a separate mitzvah. And then even if I miss, they still could count, because every day is a separate mitzvah. And even if not, maybe I did count, maybe I didn't count. So it's what's called svek sveka. It's a double doubt. So therefore, it's like 75% that you're allowed to make a bracha versus 25% that you're not allowed to make a bracha. And therefore, the din is you're allowed to continue making the bracha. If you remember after shkia, then you count and you continue counting without a bracha. Because it gets also machlekes if you do it. Now, whether women are mechuyev in Sfiras HaEmer is a machlekes, whether women do it or not. Many women have a minig that they should do it, they do it, whatever. Another interesting din, Sfira, you have to do standing. You have to do standing. Why? Because it says, mehochel chemesh bakama. When you begin harvesting with the sickle. So bakoma also comes with bakoma. So you count with, so it says, and there they learn at Eremes that you have to read a bakoma, and therefore you're supposed to stand when you count the omer. What happens if somebody sat and they counted the omer? They're yaitse. They don't have to miss a day or whatever. They don't have to count again. There's also an interesting issue in by Sfiras HaEmer. And that is, the Torah says you count 49 days, and yet the Torah says you count 7 weeks. So what do you do? Because the Torah says you have to shiva shavuos, you have to count 7 weeks, and the Torah says Tisbu Chamishim Yom, which is 49. So therefore, the halacha is, you count both. So for instance, at the end of the week, on the seventh night, you say, tonight is 7 days, which is 1 week. How about the days between the weeks? Let's say on the 10th day. Do you count 10, which is 1 week and 3 days? Or no, it's not only at the end of the week you mention weeks, but you don't mention weeks in the middle. So it's again two opinions in halacha, and most of the people today count both. 10 days, which is 1 week and 3 days. But there are opinions that say, no, you only count weeks at the end of the week, and you don't do. Another interesting shaila, what happens if somebody, let's say it's the 14th night, and they say, tonight is Yud Dalid. They don't say Arba Asar. They say, tonight is Yud Dalid. So, again, there's a question now that Rebbe writes, that because it's a machlekes if you're yaitza or not. So, therefore, the din is you continue counting without a bracha. I mean, you could correct yourself to count without a bracha. You can't make a bracha that night because maybe you did the mitzvah correctly. So you correct yourself later or the next day and you say, Arba Asar Yom, and that's it.
Is the unit of counting is a day? Could somebody count it by hour?
No, you don't count hours. No, you count only by days.
So the unit of counting is a day.
Correct.
So someone says you call it the Omer. That's what you're talking
about? Yeah, that's what we're saying. Because, well, I'm coming now to the next in, which will clarify that. What happens if somebody, let's say it's the 10th night, yeah? Somebody asks you, what's tonight's Omer? And you say 10. You did not do the mitzvah at all. If you say to the guy, tonight is 10, then you already did the mitzvah. You can't make a bracha that night because you already counted. In other words, if somebody asks you, what's tonight? So you're not supposed to say, tonight is 10. You're supposed to say, yesterday was 9. If you want, you could say, tomorrow's 11. But that's harder to figure out. If you say tonight is 10, you did the mitzvah and you cannot count that night with the bracha. Now, obviously, the rest of the night you continue counting. But according to many opinions, once you say today is 10 or tonight is 10, then you count. But if you just said 10, it's not an issue. In fact, the big issue is on Lag BaOmer night. A lot of times you're learning between Mincha Ma'ariv and you're talking about tonight's Lag BaOmer. Tonight's Lag BaOmer. Now the question is, did I count the Omer that night and I can't count Lag BaOmer with the bracha? Or do we say no? So the halacha is interesting. The poskim write, if somebody says tonight is Lag BaOmer, they mean the holiday. They don't mean the Svira. They don't mean counting the Omer. They're calling about the day. The day is like today's Pesach. Today's Lag BaOmer. So that you should be careful, says an halacha. Not the night of Lag BaOmer, you shouldn't say tonight's Lag BaOmer, because then your mama's saying tonight is Lag BaOmer. So you should be careful to not to use that word.
Even though it's not dark here, it's not.
Bein Hashmoshes b'diavad, you're able to b'diavad your yaitzim.
But if you say it
3 p.m. if you say tonight is 10, is not a problem. Once you have shkia, and better even after Plaga Mincha says you shouldn't. You shouldn't already say tonight is, because there are many opinions say after Plaga Mincha is night. And
so then what is the counting? The counting is to say last night was the third, or say the Lamaseah, Chesed Chele Chesed. Somebody says last night was the third night, and doesn't say the Lamaseah, doesn't say Chesed Chele Chesed. For the sake of question.
If somebody says the Omer, they say tonight is 10 days to the Omer, and that's it.
Yes.
They did the mitzvah.
Okay.
If, let's say on the first night of the Omer, somebody says, what's tonight's Omer? And you say, Chesed Shebe Chesed, you didn't count the Omer.
Up to what point, if you are carrying on at night, to what point are you allowed to make a bracha?
You mean how far of the night? So Lechatchila says, you have to do it before halachic midnight. Bechlal is brought down in halach, you're supposed to count right away. Because then you have a full day. You know, then it's the 10th night, it's the whole 24 hours. But lechatchila, you have to do it before Chatzeis Laila. But even after Chatzeis Laila, until Amud HaShachar, till dawn, you can count with the bracha. I don't know if you remember Rebbe Levin, but when the Rebbe used to verbring Metzoi Achn Shel Pesach, okay, so the Rebbe used to verbring, and then they daven, and then the Rebbe benched and daven Mariv, and the Rebbe gave out Kesha Bracham. So a lot of times, if the verbring was going after midnight, halachic midnight, I remember those years, the Rebbe turned around to the Rabbanim in the back. It said, can I continue for branding? They would say, yeah. But the Chatzchila says you're supposed to count before Chatzeis Laila. But you can count until Amud HaShachar.
Someone says Yad or Chai or something like that.
That's what he said. If you say Rosh HaTevis, then it's a Machlekes. Some people say Yetz, some people say you're not Yetz. No, so the Rebbe said, Lachosh L'dveyem, that you should count, recount that night with the bracha. But you can't count that night with the bracha.
Farsi, you
don't say? Huh?
Farsi.
It says in any language, by the way.
If you don't count weeks, it doesn't matter.
Again, that's also machlekes, because some poskim say that you have to count days and weeks. Because min ha-Torah, the Torah says you have to count days and weeks. One poskim says.
But b'di'avad, you can just count the days.
B'di'avad, you can continue counting.
But if you count, if it's, let's say, three complete weeks, if you just counted weeks, you're not
yet. No, you have to continue counting without a
bracha. When you say the blessing up there, there are people that are going to be here that might be yotze by you, but for us that maybe aren't, or some other people that aren't, they still say the blessing count.
Okay. It says in Halacha that when the binyan, when the chazan or the rabbi, whoever says the sfira beforehand loud, people should have in mind that they don't want to be yaitzah from his sfira. Unless if they missed a day and they want to hear the bracha, that's a different story. But because it's a rule, shamea ka'ina, listening is like saying, so technically if the chazan or the rabbi says the bracha on sfira se'emen counts the day, and you add, you know, you might be yaitzah that way. So therefore it says it's better in Halacha. In Halacha it says it's better that you don't have in mind not to be Yetzer.
Right. If tonight is 21st day, and you say tonight is 3 weeks, can you count through the bracha that night?
Yes. That night, no.
That night, no?
No. Okay, he says that you have to count, if you don't do both, you're not Yetzer. If somebody says just weeks and not days, or days without weeks, he's not Yetzer. The only question is the days in between the weeks. Like 10 days is 1 week and 3 days if you have to say it. So then b'di'evid, if you said that on the 10th day, you just said today's day number 10, it's good.
But you didn't count the week.
I said the halachically that you need to count the weeks is at the end of the week. Because in the middle of the week, you're not counting the week. Weeks are counted by the end of the week. So on the 14th day, you say today is the 14th day, which is 2 weeks. Right? But if you say on the 10th day, it's the 10th day, you didn't not count weeks because it's not a week. You're not. It's a week and 3 days. That's not called counting a week.
At the end of the 7 weeks, it's definitely a must that you have to count a day and week.
Right.
So on the 14th day, you say tonight is 14th.
You have to do both.
No. If you just said tonight is 14, are you Yetzi?
No. That's what I just said. The end of the week, so you have to say both.
So on the 14th day, 21st day,
28th? 28th. No, next.
So on the end of each week, if you say tonight is 7 days,
it's no good.
You can count with a bracha.
Yes. And you're not Yetzi.
Somebody
chives it often didn't shkhanah. What?
Somebody asked you a question. If somebody asks, is today the 10th day? And you say yes.
That's good. I mean, you can continue, you can count because you didn't say anything.
Okay, so the person asking.
Huh?
What about the person that asked?
He's also not counting. He's asking.
So
is tonight the 10th, you can still count.
Yeah. He didn't count. He asked a question.
So you can answer.
Huh?
One can answer that question.
You know, yes, I think a mental futifas used to say, a person could say chotasi, I sinned. You know, shamnu bagan. You could sing it three ways. One way is a guy says, I'll say it in English, I sinned? He said, I sinned. You're supposed to say, I sinned, and I don't want to do it again. Another guy can sing it, I sinned, yes, and I'm planning to do it again. Or another guy could say, I sinned?
Chatasi?
Yeah, chatasi. That's not tshuva. When you ask a question, when you ask a question, it's not counting.
How come Yaakov did it? He never asked it. He said,
Yaakov didn't lie. Learn Rashi. Rashi says, Machat, somebody